Oh, yeah, Open the Clouds. That is a new one from Unspoken. I tell you what, they're coming out with some really fun songs, really powerful songs,
yes.
too. We have a note on this one. It is Evan's new favorite song. Evan is our production guy, and I guess he really likes that one. It is a good get you up and going song, isn't it, Kelly?
It is. We should play it every morning because it just gets you going so we can look forward to our day.
That kind of rhymed there. That was pretty impressive.
Yeah,
every morning, so it gets you going.
It's the coffee. Yeah. It's helping me to just come up with these good things to say to you today.
Tuesday morning, it is time for Kelly and Coffee. Kelly, again, for those of you who don't know by now, is our business manager. And among other things, she joins us in the studio on Tuesdays to share some of what God is doing in the lives of our listening family. What she got for us today?
Well, we did get a letter from Randall.
Oh, Randall, he is an inmate at the New Lisbon Correctional Institute, and he has been a longtime encourager of this ministry, always writing notes and prayers of encouragement. So what does he have for us today?
Yes. Well, what many people probably do not know is that one thing that when we write letters to Randall, sometimes we do send along some devotionals.
Oh, yeah.
That he reads and then he shares with the other men there. So he was thanking us for that. And he said, thank you for sending these materials, the devotionals.
Mm-hmm.
To us here in our gated community, you, Praise Network, are sending more than just sheets of paper to us. You are sharing Jesus Christ and sharing real life and real hope, as your tagline states. You are actively a part of this rich mission field. The Lord has blessed all of you, your supporters, your volunteers, Praise listeners, and myself. Thank you, Praise, and most importantly, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Randall. He usually catches us on a Tuesday morning. She brought tears to my eyes this morning. You know, it means so much that we are able to share Jesus with the folks there at the New Lisbon Correctional Institute. I think there's 8 different ones in our area that have inmates that actually tune into the Praise Network. So we are very humbled that God is using this ministry to be able to reach him. And not only through what you hear on the air, but like you said, sending out the devotionals and things just to encourage the guys and to help them grow and stand strong in their faith.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thanks again, Randall, and all you guys at the New Lisbon Correctional Institute.
And then we did get a card from a gentleman who we actually came in contact with because he sent us a prayer request.
Mm.
And he sent us a card and he said, ever since my stage 4 cancer diagnosis in March, your radio station and online streaming has been playing in our home more than ever before. It has really gotten me through some really tough days, hearing the great teachings in between all the wonderful, uplifting praise music. I've always been heavy into music. I'm glad you've been there for me and my family through this hardship. Thank you so much, and thank you, Lord God.
Mm. You brought some real tear-jerkers in this morning, Kelly. Yeah, this gentleman we've been praying for and with for some time now as he is battling cancer. And just continue to lift him up in prayer, him and his family, and again, very, very humbled that God is able to use this ministry to help them get through this time.
Definitely.
Day by day.
Exactly. And many people may not remember, but we did give away tickets to see the Newsboys.
Oh, yeah.
And Francesca Battistelli at the State Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And we received an email from one of our listeners who won tickets.
Oh, okay, good.
And he says, I wanted to send a note to thank all of you at Praise Network for doing such an awesome job. The programming is tremendous. The music is inspiring, and the Bible studies are incredibly helpful. My beautiful wife and I recently were blessed to have won a pair of tickets to see Francesca Battistelli and the Newsboys, and we are so appreciative. The concert was amazing, and God provided fantastic weather for all to enjoy. Thank you again for your ministry. It seems as though God has placed you all right where you're supposed to be.
Mm. Wow. Thank you. Thank you to that listener. Does it say where he's from?
It is Terry in Coon Valley.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool. Well, I was thinking it was him over there.
What I really like is that our listeners are so encouraged by what they hear, and then they send us these amazing cards and these letters and phone calls. And like you said, they are our family to us, and we get to know them so much. But they don't realize how much this encourages us to hear that, you know, they're hearing it, that they're getting it. And like you said, it does bring tears to our eyes sometimes. It's just what we want to hear and need to hear sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I've worked in different ministries and know that there's missionaries who have been on the mission field for a long, long time, and they haven't received that fruit of their labor or that encouragement. And other ministries, you know, we didn't receive as much response as we do from our listening family mm-hmm. here. And for him to get in touch with us and to let us know how God is using this ministry, you know, it just touches my heart so much.
It does.
Again, it just makes it worthwhile. And like you said, you know, many, many listeners say that we encourage them. But when we hear back, it is a huge encouragement, especially on a day when we are weary and, you know, when we may be struggling here, just to keep on keeping on doing the work that God has placed us here to do.
Yes,
makes
exactly.
it all worthwhile. Thank
it
you, guys.
It does. Thank you. Yes. And please keep sending us those cards and emails and even phone calls.
Yeah. You know what? You can get in touch with us online at praisenetwork.com. All of our contact information is there. Again, that's praisenetwork.com. Or if you would like to give us a call, you can call 855-MY-PRAISE. That's 855-MY-PRAYZ. And again, Kelly and I would like to invite you ladies to join us on October 1st for the Choose Joy Women's Conference. Woohoo! We are getting so excited. There's joy in the air.
Yeah.
And we've heard from Debbie Griffith. She is going to be our speaker. She is the speaker on the Everyday Matters radio feature that you hear here on the Praise Network. Also, recording artist Sherry Kagi will be with us. Kelly is organizing the event. Tell us again a little bit what the ladies can expect.
Well, I am very excited. Again, our theme is Choose Joy, and I think we have the most perfect speaker for that, Debbie Griffith, to speak on that subject. And I'm sure many of the women are encouraged by her every day. I mean, we hear mm-hmm. that a lot from a lot of the women. So I think that not only will we be encouraged, but I think we'll laugh.
Oh, yeah. She guaranteed that.
She, I think we'll laugh. I think there might be some tears, but they might be tears of joy.
Mm-hmm.
And some good worship and fellowship, and just bring your girlfriends.
And even if you want to come on your own, we welcome you. Yeah, we would love to have you come and join us. Look up Kelly, look at myself while you're there, and you will connect with some great ladies. Again, it's Choosing Joy.
Yeah.
And the thing I like about the speaker, Debbie, is she is so real.
Yes.
She doesn't like sugarcoat everything. Like, life is just wonderful. My family and I, you know, we're all perfect. It's all good.
Yeah.
No, she's very real. But mm-hmm. even in the midst of the reality of life, we can choose joy. So she'll be talking about that. And you have some other fun things planned as well.
Yes, we do. We will have some fun skits and amazing worship, I'm sure. And then, of course, we do have Rooster Andy's catering a lunch for the ladies.
Mm, that sounds good.
It will be very good. Some homemade soups and build your own sandwiches and desserts. So it will be a fun, full day of events for the ladies.
So looking forward to that. And tickets for the event are available at itickets.com, or you can stop by the Praise Network studios during regular business hours. They're also available at Sojourner's Journey in Sparta and Thrivent Financial in Sparta, as well as Redemption Christian Bookstore on Sand Lake Road in Onalaska.
Yes, and Thrivent is one of our sponsors for the event.
But yeah, big also, shout out to our friends at Thrivent. Thank you.
Yes, and we also had some other churches and businesses step up to help in supporting and getting this together. So a big thank you to New Life Assembly and Lighthouse Assembly in Toma, as well as Southwest Hearing in Viroqua and Wellshire Capital in Onalaska.
And also Advanced Formliners.
That's
in Sparta. They walked in and gave us a check for the event the other day. So we so appreciate the support of the community. And, you know, with all of us working together, we could do a whole lot more of these types of events.
Exactly.
We're looking at a marriage conference coming up, and also maybe bringing in some athletes, NFL athletes, and some
Woo-hoo.
Different things. Yeah, Kelly, she is so into football. We'll have to get into that one of these days. But anyhow, so a lot of fun things. And we have a lot of opportunities, different things that we can do. But it really takes all of us working together.
Exactly.
So we do appreciate the support of the churches and the business people in our local community. Again, tickets available at itickets.com. That is the Choose Joy Women's Conference coming up on October 1st at New Life Assembly in Sparta. Now, you can find all those details on our website at praisenetwork.com. Kelly, have a great day.
Yes, you too.
See ya.